Praise the Lord. Welcome to the morning meditation time. Dear brothers and sisters, God's faithfulness we are enjoying every day. This morning I would like to bring a scripture before you. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. We believe that God is with us. He is in us. Even though we seem to be very weak and feeble, but believe that when God is with us, we can do great and mighty things for the Lord. Even though we are weak in framework, but the power of God dwells in us and we can do great and mighty things for the Lord. Because God is greater than all who is in the world. We can see the story of David and Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17, 30 to 51, we can see that David before the Goliath. Goliath is a very big giant, more than 9 feet height, and a well-trained warrior. And he was challenging Israelite for 30 days, and nobody was able to conquer him. But a shepherd boy came to fight against this champion. King Saul gave David the armament, but he could not even walk with it. And David's brothers were angry with him. The king underestimated him and said, "You cannot able to win him because he's a warrior." The enemy cursed him. But David had strength and hope in the Lord. He challenged the Goliath, "You come to me with sword, with a spear and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied." See, this man, giant, came with authority, power, and his strength. His figure is awesome, and no one could able to withstand or challenge his challenges. All Israelites afraid, they scared and fled away when he was challenging. But this young boy took the challenge and he came forward to defeat this giant. And he said, "I am coming to you in the name of my God." This morning, I would like to encourage my hearers that you are not alone. The battle belongs to God. You may think that your problems are greater and like giants it is challenging you. You may be afraid of the situation. Because of the corona, many are scared. So many sickness, so many troubles in their families, so many tensions about the education of the children. So everything a panic situation. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Many may be losing the job. Already many people lose their job and we don't know how to live ahead. But remember, our God is a great God. He will never leave you alone. You can face these giants and you can challenge your challenges because God is with you. He said, "I will never leave you alone. I will be with you even unto the end of the ages." Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord who gave his life for you and me to deliver you from powers of darkness and hell, the Lord who delivered our soul, he is with us. He will never leave us alone. We can see David defeated that enemy with one stone. Hallelujah. David's language was not understood by Saul and his armies. But David has his experience in the wilderness with God alone. The Lord himself trained David how to use the staff and the sling. He had 5 smooth stones, but he had used only 1. And we can see that he conquered the giant with 1 stone. Fear will only cripple in our efforts in prayer. So when come to the prayer, you are like lions because our God is the Lion of Judah. Our problem may be great, situation may be very worse, but do not be worried. Our God is with us. We can face our giants by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When we stand against the problem and declare that in my Lord's name I'm coming against you, you demons flee away, your problem get away from my life. you will see that all the problem will be vanishing because God is with us. We can challenge our challenges, and success and victory belong to us because Jesus defeated the enemy in the cross. Satanic power was challenging. No one could able to save mankind, and I will be taking all humankind to the hell. But Jesus took that challenge. He paid the penalty of all the sin of the whole world. He took the sin upon him, and he died and paid the penalty of sin. And Jesus died and buried and risen on third day. Now Jesus Christ is a living God. He is with you. He will encourage you. He will strengthen you. When you confess positive words, yes, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me, God's power will come upon you. Holy Spirit is there to encourage you. My dear brothers and sisters, do not be discouraged. The problem may be great. Sickness, trouble, tension, job problem, family problem. So many challenges are coming every day. We may think that we are all alone. We're not able to face the situation. But this morning, I encourage you, don't be worried, but stand in faith and face the Goliath coming against you. He will come like a giant, but he will fall down before you because you are with God. When you and God together, you are the majority. Do not think that you are a minority. If God is for us, who can be against us? No weapon shall prosper which is used against you. So let us humble ourselves, trust in God. Maybe the problem are greater, but our God is greater than all our problem. With God, we can conquer it. May the good Lord bless you and honor your prayers. Let's pray. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, I thank thee and praise thee for the beautiful time you have given us. This morning we look to you, Heavenly Father. Our problems nowadays we face are like the giants challenging our life. So many sickness, corona attacks, so many problem in the job, so many tensions in the family life, in the children's life. But God, we trust in you because you are God. You are the Lord of all this problem. And when you stand, when we stand in your name, all this problem will vanish away because you have defeated the enemy in the cross. We thank you because your victory is our victory. We love you, Jesus. We commit ourselves in your hand. Help us to win the battle. We thank you so much because you have promised, I will be with you even unto the end of the ages. We thank you for your whole presence always with us. We thank you for your loving presence. We thank you for the victory you have promised. We thank you for always helping us. Holy Spirit, enable us to fight our battle with faith. Thank you, Lord, for the victory you have promised. Thank you for enabling us to come to you this morning. I commit all those who are hearing this message in your hand. Holy Father, bless them. Cover them under your blood. Protect them. Give them strength. Help them that they may trust in you and love you. Thank you so much for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the good Lord bless you.